Ready to Moms Who Do It. I'm Ari.
Hey, I'm Jessica.
And we're here tonight with Megan and Natalie. Megan and Natalie founded the company called Baby Boldly. Baby Boldly is a mom-owned business that brings innovative products to the well-being of moms. Their signature product is their pre-packed hospital birth bag. And that's how I found out about them, and I am obsessed. So I am so excited to finally meet them and have them on the podcast, because I think what they're doing is just amazing, and I'm so excited to hear about it from them. So Megan and Natalie, we'll just start off with a little icebreaker. Is there anything that either of you have Googled recently in the context of being a mom?
I would say, Alexa, can you put my kids to bed?
Yes.
I like that.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work.
I hope I'm not disappointing any listeners with that, but I'm sure plenty of them have also tried that.
What did she say to that? I've not tried that.
Oh, yeah. You haven't? Oh, no. I love doing that. And I do it purposefully in front of my kids.
So. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she thinks I'm talking to her in the other room right now.
Amazing.
I have... It's nothing really exciting, but I have actually Googled age-appropriate chores. I have two girls.
Oh, nice.
And, trying to just make sure I'm doing right by them and making sure that I'm not, you know, doing too much for them. So I'm like, what can they do? What are they actually capable of doing? Like, I think I know, but, like, let me just make sure I'm not, like, pushing the envelope. Like, oh, you can't, like, blend your own smoothie? Oh, okay.
That's funny.
That's awesome. So how did you all get the idea for your company, and how did that start?
Oh, gosh. That is a loaded question.
Well, actually, not to interrupt, but could you explain more about the product to our listeners before we get into how did it start? Like, maybe just for those who don't know, what is it? You know, how can they get a hold of it? That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Megan, you want to jump in on that? And I'll take the story about how it got started. Okay.
Yeah, sure. So, well, our signature product is a pre-packed hospital birth bag. And we created really the first kind of truly comprehensive birth bag. So it ships directly to moms. It's a really cute weekender bag that's packed with everything that mom needs to have a comfortable labor and birth experience. So we include, we have three different kind of tiers, we call it, of the bag. So to kind of match what your packing style is. And the fully prepared bag, which is our far and away most popular and our most kind of fully stocked bag, has over 30 items in it. So it's literally everything from a really cozy robe to shower shoes to a phone charger, to your toiletries, face wipes, thank you cards for your nursing staff, and really just everything that you would normally find on those, you know, million checklists that you can find online. But we've really honed it to be, you know, kind of everything you need and nothing that you don't. Our bag itself is something too. We felt like it was important for us to include all non-toxic, really high quality brands. And
sorry, I'm obsessed. I'm like a non-toxic fiend. Perfect. Yeah. I'm like drooling over here. I'm like, why did I use my plastic bag from Trader Joe's? Like, what am I doing? Like, non-toxic? What?
Yeah. I mean, well,
it's amazing.
As you know, moms who are preparing for giving birth and like having a newborn around us, like we're all thinking about that at that time, you know, and in a way that's, you know, maybe more intense than we ever have before. I know, yeah. I was like that. All of a sudden I found myself on these crazy like environmental websites, and I was like, I didn't even know this existed, but now all of a sudden I'm like reading up on these
titanium dioxide. What? Sorry.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So yep. We really vetted every single item in it to make sure that it's safe for mom and baby, and it's a brand that you're going to want to, you know, continue to use if you've never tried it before, or it's maybe a brand that you already love and trust. We really tried to make sure that not only is everything in there really high quality, but it's also items that you can continue to reuse. So it's a lot of stuff that you'll get a lot of use out of, you know, into postpartum and beyond, including the bag itself, which we designed to kind of be like a large diaper bag. So that's the birth bag, and we are direct to our e-commerce right now. So we sell on babyboldly.com, and we fulfill in 1 to 3 days and ship all across the U.S.
Yeah, and I'll just speak from personal experience, because I found out about this when I saw you guys at a baby expo when I was pregnant. And first of all, when I was first pregnant, I had no idea what the concept of packing a hospital bag and what I should pack. And of course, I was overwhelmed because there's so many different things you have to think about. And this bag is so amazing because you don't have to think anymore when you buy it. you buy it and it has everything you could imagine. And especially once you do go into labor, that's the last thing you want to think about, of course, is packing a bag. Or even when you're about to, like, anywhere near giving birth, that you want to have to deal with that. So I got the bag that was fully packed, had everything. And it even had like an inspirational quote in there. It had like deodorant. It had everything you could need for the hospital. So I just can't say enough about how great it was.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah. So how did you come up with this idea? And like, how did you start the company?
Yeah. So Megan and I go back to our previous life, pre-motherhood, when we were full-time working women and making our way in both the corporate and the fundraising world. And our paths crossed, and we sort of came into motherhood around the same time together. I remember Megan was one of the first humans on the planet that I shared my first pregnancy test results with. And I had my first baby and survived a serious case of postpartum depression and anxiety. And coming out of that was really encouraged by a fellow mom who I had gone through birth class with, to really take my passion for trying to make this whole transition into motherhood just a lot easier for future moms. And so I shared my idea with Megan about wanting to start a business that would do exactly that, which I will say was not originally to make a birth bag, but just to create services that could be helpful to moms, and kind of bringing some of those less talked about topics about motherhood, like the maternal mental health disorders that are rampant in, particularly in America. You know, I was so blessed that she wanted to join forces with me. I couldn't have come close to the success that we have endured together without her. And so I was about 34 weeks pregnant with my second baby, and I called Megan and I was like, hey, I gotta pack this birth bag and I really don't want to, and there's nothing on the Google to pack it for me, so why don't we make one of our own? And she was like, yes, let's do that.
Wow.
So
we were like, literally no experience whatsoever in product supply chain. None of
yeah,
that.
Nothing. Like,
but we are qualified to do this because we have packed hospital bags.
And yes. It's yes. Exactly. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
So yeah. What have been some of the best aspects that have come out of creating this business?
Oh, man.
Oh,
there's so many
best aspects that have come out of creating this business. That's a great question. I mean, as hard as it is being a full-time mom entrepreneur, Megan and I are, especially when it's a tough time, we always talk about how grateful we are for the flexibility and all of kind of the benefits that you get from running your own show, because we have lived the life of being a full-time working mom and it is next to impossible. And so I would say that's it's like a feat for sure. So I think that's an outcome of all of this that maybe selfishly that we have gotten out of this whole experience. But it's also nice to know that we are a mission-driven business and know that what we are working so hard to build is helping other moms and really allowing her to take a step back from this sensationalized bag, right, that everybody talks about packing, and really helps her stay focused on what matters to her and take something off of her plate that would have otherwise really consumed a lot of her late night pregnant insomnia scrolling and checklist checking and cross-checking. So I don't know what you would add to that, Megan, but I kind of jumped in on a few things.
No, I mean, God, there's so many amazing like outcomes for us in our personal, you know, our personal experience, and then sort of what the impact that I think, or kind of the ripple effect that our business has had on others as well. It's kind of hard to sum it up, but I guess I would say I would add to that, in addition to, yes, the flexibility and us being able to, you know, sort of, you know, prioritize our own days and kind of design our schedules and design our lives in a way, rather than kind of like letting our jobs run us, you know, that is an amazing perk. And I would add to that, like, there's something about when you take a leap and sort of create something and all the risks that are associated with that, and it's scary as hell. And we've had a lot of really scary moments and some big disappointments and all of those things, but it's kind of like, it gives you this sort of zest for life, I feel like, whenever you create your own thing. And it opens you up to just a new sort of like wakefulness. I don't know what it is. It's just kind of a very kind of exciting and nerve-wracking and all the things sort of way to live. But it's been wonderful. And I would say too, like, I think that we found ourselves talking to so many other women that are like, that's kind of what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something that fulfills me personally, but gives me the flexibility that I can prioritize my family and still feel like I'm, you know, building my skills and, you know, contributing and feeling like I'm, you know, doing something besides just being a mom. But I still want to, you know, be a mom first. We've had so many of those conversations, and I feel so confident that I'll be able to continue to, you know, not like hire or inspire moms to go do something similar to this and put themselves out there and try and, you know, continue to fight to design their lives.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, I'm like, I have nothing to say because I'm like, yes. So, like, it's so awesome. That's why, that's actually why we started the podcast, because we were feeling the literally the exact same way. So, totally resonate with that 100%. I actually have a question. What would you say to all our listeners? Do you guys have any words of wisdom as entrepreneur moms? I know you kind of just went there, but just, you know, for the next, after they turn off the podcast, you know, when the brain's moving and thinking, are there any words of wisdom that you would like to bestow upon our listeners? You know, just like a positive reaffirmation to them of, you know, you can do it too.
Yeah. I mean, you can. And like Megan was saying, it is, it's scary to take that leap, and it's still scary even when you hear moms who have made it and say like it was so worth it, you know, it's still scary, like as affirming as that is. But I would say if you are in a position to take that leap and kind of surrender to the scary, then you know, I think a big part of what has helped us be successful is having this humility in accepting help and not always pushing ourselves to do it all, even though it in some ways it does feel like we are doing it all. We have also had a village of our own that has helped us get as far as we have. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean, you know, helping us with our kids. They have come into the office plenty with us, but we have also worked really hard to accept help, whether it's offered or it's not offered, to get help with making sure that our kids are, you know, not strictly exposed to the office and just their moms. And that has been helpful to, you know, also have that time and space that's just us in the office and really like cranking out the magic and also, you know, grinding through the mundane. So it's not very glamorous wisdom, but I would definitely say that accepting help is much to your benefit, and you don't serve yourself well by convincing yourself that you don't need help and that you have to do it all on your own. So find those few, whether it's friends or it's family or it's daycare or whatever it is, and get the help that you need so that you can be your best all around.
I feel like Natalie still has to preach that to me. I would add to that well, two things. There was someone that once said, like, we were kind of telling them, oh, here's where we are and this is what we're doing, and we were really in the grind at that moment. And it was another business owner, it was a woman, and she just looked at us and she was like, just keep going. And she just kind of was like, she said it like three times, and I just remember like that was the mantra that I kept trying to play. Mm-hmm. And then also when I was, you know, there would be times, you know, you work all day, you come home, you do dinner, you get the kids down, and then it's like, okay, this is my time to work on this business now. So, and then, you know, I would get into a project and next thing I know it's 1-2 in the morning and I'm like, oh my God, I have to go to bed because I am like wretched with no sleep, but I was like, going. And I remember in those moments thinking like, or if I would say it to a friend who would just kind of look at me like, oh, like you're nuts. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're totally crazy. You need to stop. And I remember just thinking the other mantra was, I live how people won't, so I can live how people can't. And I think that was a big one for me, is like, yes, it is freaking hard. If you are working and trying to build a business at the same time, it people will look at you and be like, you're nuts. You should not be doing that. And you kind of have to say yes, but then when I get to where I want to go, you're going to look at me and be like, how did you do that?
Yep.
Yep. Right? And right. You're going to be like, I did what you told me I shouldn't do. So not for everyone. It's certainly not for everyone.
Yeah. I think a big part of that too is like, you have to trust your gut. And like, if you know that this idea feels right and this is what you should be doing, and it's of course not always going to go smoothly, and it's not always going to it's going to have ups and downs, right? But if you know deep down like this is what you should be doing, then you can't let those outside critics or outside voices kind of tear you down, because there will always be people that are critical, or you know, for so many different reasons. But if you have that special spark or that special idea, which you obviously did, and you kept pushing through, and now you have a company.
Yeah.
Haters will always hate, that is for sure.
Yeah.
You know what, and let them hate, because you know what, if somebody, I know with for me, and I know for I think everybody on this call, I think if you know that what you're doing is honestly it's helping you, but it's also helping other people, then like that's what wakes me up in the morning, is that we're providing a platform for other moms to be like, oh, that's me too. Nobody, you know, I never felt like I could talk to this to anybody about this, or wow, this, you know, the bag helped me so much. I would have been so screwed without it. Like, these are things that we're helping other people. And if you have an idea that could help other people too, I feel it's so fulfilling. It really is. I mean, it helps mentally and everything, just knowing that, you know, we're all of us here, and whoever's listening, if they want to, like providing insight to others who may be coming down the track. It's like, it's awesome.
It is. And it feels so much less forced to work your butt off. Right. When it's something that tells you like that, it's like,
well,
not only do I want, you know, do I need to do this because I know it's going to help, you know, our success, but it's also like, but I want to do it because I'm totally into it. It's really fun.
Right. Seriously. Therapeutic.
And you also make other products other than the bag, is that right?
Yes.
We are only hesitating because we haven't officially launched all of those things.
But we are making them, ing.
Yes.
It's a cliffhanger, everyone.
Part two is coming.
Hopefully you can hear the smile on our faces, just like kind of very giddy about being able to bring those to the market very soon. And yes, there is, I mean, we have always had bigger plans outside of a pre-packed birth bag, as awesome as that is. Like, we could probably, you know, wring our hands and be like, okay, we did it. But we both feel strongly that there is a much needed gap to fill, particularly in America, for moms. And we intend on doing everything we can to try and you know, really not just give her a bunch of things to make her feel better prepared to weather the challenges of motherhood, but also to, you know, instill her with some wisdom from moms who have gone before them and are actually, you know, trying to do something about it. You know, you can talk about it and have, you know, your venting sessions all day long, but it really spoke to us to act on it and do something that was both tangible in a product sense, but also in a service that it was done for, because moms just, you know, as much as you can just have done for you, the better. And we really believe that that will help her be able to maintain her focus and her lifestyle if she's able to have the things that she needs in order to stay focused on what matters to her, like her growing family and or her career or her relationships, whatever it is that's important to her, so she doesn't have to spend so much time Googling and, you know, shopping and checking checklists and asking for references. You know, it's just, we want it to be there and easy and turnkey so that she can stay focused on the things that really matter.
Absolutely. So how can everybody find you all and find these magnificent bags?
Babycoldly.com. That's where we're at. But also, obviously, we're on all the socials as
platforms.
Well.
Yep.
Yeah. At Baby
Boldly. Baby Boldly.
Wonderful.
Awesome. And we'll share a link too on our page.
Yeah. We'll post it with the podcast.
Yep. And awesome. Anyone can message us. It's actually Natalie. It's actually Natalie. I was gonna say us, but I shouldn't take credit.
Which me?
On the platform. Sorry. If anyone messages us. It's us that you're talking to.
Good to know. Good to know. Thank you all so much, guys.
This was awesome.
Thank you for having us. This was so fun.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah. And we will definitely keep following you to see what comes next.
Yeah, part two.
Thank you. Yeah, we'd love a round two. And thank you for what you're hosting on your platform and including us in that. We know the struggle is real, but good for you for joining forces with each other and providing the space. And more power to you.
Thank you so much.
Just keep going. Oh, yeah,
Just keep going. All right. Okay. Bye, everybody.
See you guys.
All right.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.